Welcome to the Gracefully Said podcast. We'll be diving into dilemmas, juicy hot topics, and much more. We've even got some sweet, sweet gems for the men too. From relationship dramas to life decisions that you overthink at 2 a.m., no topic is off limits. We also take calls from you, our listeners, helping you deal with your issues on the spot. Unfiltered, honest, and always gracefully said. And every now and again, we will have some sweet special guests who bring fresh perspectives and even hotter takes. We're also on YouTube, where you can catch myself and friends' reactions live and see every side eye, gasp, and jaw drop in real time. Tune in every Tuesday for a brand new episode of Gracefully Said, where the tea is piping hot, but is always served with grace. Hi guys, and welcome back to Gracefully Said. I'm your beautiful host, Grace Ajilore. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for coming to see me. I hope you're doing well. I hope everything is good. Let me know, how have you been finding these podcasts? How have you been finding these episodes? Because I've been loving it. I've honestly been feeling every single guest. Like, it's been a vibe. So I'm back to give my solo eps and my hot topics. Are you ready? Because I'm ready. Let's go. The first question, what gives it away that a man is not earning what he gives off? So clearly this is giving a man that is not really making much, but he's pretending with swag, pretending that he's got lots of money and he doesn't. I think what gives it off is too much of a showman. But, you know, I'm Nigerian, so it's like men generally are quite showy, but I think what gives it away when you are doing too much? So maybe the Gucci from head to toe, Gucci shoe, Gucci jacket, Gucci eyeglass, Gucci everywhere. I feel like that shows that you're actually in poverty. Also, sometimes a man that doesn't really want you to go to their house, or they don't want you to visit, they don't want you to come over, it might just mean that his house is probably a box, like maybe a utility room somewhere. There's many different things, there's many different reasons, but I feel like it's very evident to know when a guy doesn't have money because he's too showy with it. I think men that have money, they don't talk too much, they don't do too much, you know? They have a soft way to show that they have money, but it's not too loud, you know? When you're having to show all your fraud shoes and okay, I took it there. When you're showing all the fraud shoes and the fraud, I got this, it's because you didn't pay for it. That's the reason why everything is really, you know, it's too loud. So I think the key word is, what gives it away when a man is not earning what he gives off is he can show on all the clothes he's wearing. All the clothes he's wearing, everything is probably on finance. He doesn't really have the money. He's really just, you know, and also when he's not showing cash. I mean, I know there are some like drug dealers every now and again, you know. I mean, but drug dealer, you don't have money though. You're using drugs to earn money. So it's not counting. But I feel like if someone can just quickly, you know, give you the money, it's because you have the money to give. But if you don't, and you're really just like, oh, don't worry, I'll buy it for you, however, it's because they're using fraud to buy it. They don't have the money. Anyway, I could actually be here all day, but let me move on to the next one. Is it okay to submit to a man that is paying all the bills? Submit to the man that is paying all my bills. I'm not going to lie. I can submit to somebody who is paying my bill. Yeah, my bills. I have a lot of bills. So if you really, I mean, submit is a strong word. I can listen to you a little bit. I can listen, but I don't know. I can listen. I could be a good girl just because you're paying all the bills. Yeah, I feel like it shows you to be a masculine man. So a masculine man that can pay my bills, don't worry, I can close my mouth a little bit. I can listen to you for a bit. So yes, I actually agree. We can submit to men that are paying bills and paying all our bills and are not complaining about it. I said it. Anyway, is it okay for your partner to have conversations with your mum about issues within your relationship? Now, very beautiful question. I don't think you should have conversations about anything in your relationship with your mum. Because your mom is always going to choose. I have a son. I'm going to choose my mom, my son's side. I don't care. I will choose his side. Yeah. I mean, if he's doing something really bad,
then fair enough. But within a relationship, I think you guys should go and sort the situation out yourselves, especially if it's like a boyfriend and girlfriend situation. Your mum doesn't need to be involved in that conversation, because naturally mums will take their son's side. So, or their, you know, it'll be biased, because it's like, you're going to pick your daughter's side or your son's side. So I think that if you're having any quarrels in your relationship, you're having any, you know, you guys are fighting yourselves, you guys are, you know, doing whatever, I don't know, you lot are having arguments and stuff, I think go and sort it out within yourself, because sharing it with your mum is not going to help the situation. Your girl is soon going to hate your mum. It's just going to cause more of a stress. So I think save the chat, go and talk to your girl, go and talk to your boy about your relationship, and don't include that mum, because some of the mums are scary as well. She's not going to side with you. She's going to side with her son, or, you know, the mum is going to side with her daughter. So I think sort out stuff in your relationship between yourselves and stop including your mums and in those types of conversations. I don't agree. Now, moving on. Flip side of that is, can your child's partner come to you about their problems? Can my child's partner come to me about their problems? You cannot come to me. You cannot come to me. Because there's nothing you can say. I don't want to hear anything. Unless you're his wife, then come to me and have those conversations. But I don't want to know anything about your relationship. First of all, even the visuals of that, you and my son is doing things, and I don't even want to see it. So you guys go and sort out your stuff. I'm not involved in your relationship. I'm not involved in your loving. I'm not involved in your rubbish. I don't want to know anything. Yeah? Leave me out of it. I don't think she can come and have any conversation to me as well, because what do you want to come and say? My son didn't call you. It's not my business. It's not my business. So yeah, any quarrel, any issue you guys are having in your relationship, go and sort it amicably between yourselves. It's not my fucking business. Okay? Now, how much is too much giving back to your parents? This is a good one, because in Nigerian culture, us as kids, we always give back to our parents. But how much of that is too much? How much? It's like you're sucking our blood. It's like you're sucking our blood. Sometimes, you know, I feel like, I don't know, it's a tricky one, because it's like it's embedded in us to give back to our parents, but that doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it right. It doesn't. I think sometimes they need to calm down. It's not everybody that you be, or not all your children you be taking money from. Calm down. But at the same time, there are parents, it's like, let's just allow them. But I think too much, is there really a too much? I don't think there's a too much, guys. I think whatever you bless your mum and your parents with, you're doing it for yourself. So if you bless your parents, you bless yourself. But not that you should be, parents should also not be greedy goblins. Parents should not be greedy goblins as well. Like, ask, but ask within your child's means. Not that you're asking a child that, you know, clearly cannot afford it, but you are squeezing that child, especially the people from back home. Like, I know that people back home seem to think that people in London have bare money. I don't even understand that concept. Your child is here suffering in London, and you are there asking him to send back money. I think that is insane. I think that is really insane. If your child has, I'm not talking about those kids that actually have lots of money and they're leaving their mum to suffer somewhere. I don't agree to that. But I feel like if you know your child doesn't really have it, and you're still squeezing them, mommy, calm down. That's the, you know, you're taking it too far. You're taking it too far. You know, give your children some grace. Okay? Give your children some grace. All of us, we are just trying. None of us are rich. Anyway, guys, that was the end of the hot topics. I'm going to go into the dilemmas.
My partner wants us to move in together after only 8 months of dating. I really like them, but I feel it's too soon. They say if I was serious, I wouldn't hesitate.
Is this a man? So I need to know if this is a man or woman for sure. Whatever you think it is, just guess it.
It sounds like a man.
A man. It sounds like a man.
A man would ask that.
How long have they been together?
dating for 8 months.
I think that's insanity, if I'm being quite honest. But also age plays a big role into this as well. But I say 8 months is very, very early. I feel 50-50 about it because I've also lived with a man before. In fact, I've lived with two men, to be fair. I feel like on one side, it's very nice to know who you really are with, especially if you have plans to stay with them like for a long period of time. I think starting that relationship, living together, will quickly make you run away once you start to find out one or two things about them. So on one side, I feel like, yes, it's a good idea, right? But then on the other hand, I feel that it's too soon. Like, and it's literally just, it's too soon. So I don't agree. I mean, I don't really agree that, because what did you say at the end?
They say if I was serious, I wouldn't
hesitate. I don't think it determines seriousness. It doesn't. I just feel like if he's looking at that girl and thinking, you know what? I would like to know more about this girl. Oh yeah, let's go. Let's move into the flat together. Let's see how you really live. That living together thing, you will learn so much about that person. You either want to be with that person forever or you want to run for your life. It's either one or the other. But I don't think it determines seriousness at all. It just whatever works for that person or how he feels about that person, in my opinion.
I'd say go on holiday for a month and see.
Going on holiday, it doesn't also determine. You have to live with somebody. You have to live with them because you will now start to see the way they eat, the way they clean. Some people are just so disgusting. They don't clean themselves. They don't shower a lot. You know, they don't wash themselves. They're very dirty. They leave their stuff out. You know, all those types of things will make you, they leave shit stained around the toilet seat. All of that is just hell to me. So if I feel like you can't do the basics of like upkeep, I feel like vomiting. So, you know, I actually encourage that, you know, maybe you should, but it doesn't determine whether you're serious or not. I just think if you want to bite the bullet and go and see what that girl is really like, or go and see what that man is really like, live with them, you will start to see one or two. And also their true colors really do come out. I don't know, by the time it gets to 1 year, I don't know what you're going to call me. Maybe you'll call me a fucking idiot. Maybe you'll call me, I don't know what you'll call me. If you call me anything out of my name, then you have the potential to, it's in your nature to call women names, because I will never call you a name. So you feeling like you can call me a name, you must be mad. So yeah, sometimes you have to have them living around you so you can kind of see what they're like. But it doesn't determine whether or not you're serious or unserious, in my opinion.
My parents don't like my partner and keep telling me I can do better. My partner knows this and feels disrespected. Should I defend my partner more or respect my family's opinion?
One thing that's always going to be consistent is your family members. They're not going anywhere. So either you try and find a way, for your family to like your partner. Otherwise, there'll be a problem. I'm not going to lie. I don't see all my family every day, but I see them at least a few times a year, which means they're not going anywhere. I would rather they like my partner. If they don't like my partner, that person will find it very difficult because we are very strong in my own family. So he will be embarrassed to come to functions. He will be embarrassed to be around my family. We're so fun that he wouldn't last long. So if your family don't like your partner, like if your family is anything like mine, I have to let them go. Even though I'm from my mind, I wouldn't want to let them go, but for the way that they would disgrace him in the presence of my family, like the way that he would be disgraced, it's better that he just doesn't even stay because it will be a long day for him. So I think if your family don't like your man or they don't like your partner, I just don't think it's worth the hassle. They're not going anywhere. Your family ain't going anywhere. Partners come and go. I can't lie. Partners, they come and go. Sometimes they come and go. Sometimes they stay. But majority, they come and go. So you need to try and figure out how your family can get to know your partner and start to like them. Otherwise, it's just stress that is not needed. I personally haven't had anyone that my family haven't liked, to be honest. You know, I pick nicely, I think. But I, in general, do I? Nah, I'm chatting shit. Anyway, let's move on. Next dilemma, please.
Next dilemma.
No, the way they're going to eat me up, because I know damn well that I don't choose correctly. I'm a mess. I'm just lying.
My girlfriend is planning a girl's holiday to Ibiza with her single friends, and I'm not invited.
Oh, well.
She says it's healthy to live separate lives, but it doesn't sit right with me. What shall I do?
You're insecure. You're an insecure fellow. You're insecure. I don't understand what you would want to be going on a girl's trip to do. What's your business there? That's number one. Number two, your girl is entitled to have her own life. We don't need to see you there. You don't need to come. You don't need to be there. I just feel like you have insecurities that you need to speak to your Jesus about. You need to speak to your creator about them, because I don't understand why you'd want to follow girls on a trip. That just screams you're insecure. What do you need to... I don't understand. Why would you need to follow your girlfriend on a trip? I don't know. It's weird. Anyone that has that, I just think, for me personally, having a guy that is clingy and doesn't want you to leave is probably because they're doing something behind your back. Because generally, when you're a secure man, you will not care where your girl is going. You will not care whether she's going anywhere or going to... I mean, unless you think that she's doing shit behind your back. But in general, I don't see why you would care that she's going to a girl's trip. Is it because of the location? Is it because it's Ibiza? Is it because it's Ibiza? Maybe it's because it's Ibiza.
I would probably single out the fact that her friends are single. She's the only one in a relationship.
Would that bother you?
That probably would bother me, because they're all going to be having fun. And what, is she just going to go home at the end of the night when her friends
are? No. Just because you're hanging around with girls that are single doesn't mean you're going to do anything. Do you know how many girls, like, are in my friend group that are single, and there's girls that are in relationships and they just sit by themselves? Like, if girls, I'm not saying that men will not approach your girl. If she's a beautiful girl, she'll be approached. Do you know what I mean? But she's not going to be going out of her way to, like, chat to a man. Does that make sense? Usually when the girls are all dancing and stuff, a lot of us are just sitting. This is what men are not getting. You lot think we're all out here grinding on man them. Like, it's insane. We don't do that. And I think even if you're in a relationship, it's okay for you to go out with single friends. You're not just gonna be, you know, as accepting as maybe some of the others that may be looking for relationships. But just because she is, I don't think you need to think, oh, she's going to be, because they're all going to be invited. No, the girl that's in a relationship ain't going anywhere. Trust me, there are girls around me that are in relationships and they are so, they don't want to do, my man's not going to like that. We don't even want them to come. My man's not going to like that. My man said, I have to call my man about that. There's a lot of women that are like that. Just because majority of the girls are single doesn't mean she's going to be outside doing the most. I don't agree with that.
But that thing there where you said you wouldn't want that single friend to come if she's very for her man.
Yeah.
This one girl is the only one that's in a relationship and all the girls are single.
Right.
So if they're going off partying or they're going off doing what that girl's man might not like, what is she going to be doing then? Is she just going to be sat by herself?
The thing is, this is what I'm saying. She can come with us. The thing is, I'm going to talk from my perspective. If I had a man and my single friends were going on a holiday trip or they were going somewhere and I went, there are things that I can say I don't want to go to. I might say, I don't want to go to this guy that's having a beach party. But if we did go to the beach party, I would be on my own. I wouldn't be doing the most as everyone else. There is a lot of girls as well that are single, i.e. me. When I go out, I mind my business. Like, I'm not the one in the center. I'm not the one in the front. Like, I'm there folded my legs with my drink. And I'm sitting down with girls that might be in a relationship and might not be in a relationship. It doesn't mean that because we are single, we're gonna somehow make her disrespect her man. Like, no, women have their own minds. Like, there's a lot of things that we might plan together. She might just be like, she don't want to do that. She might not want to go there. Or, you know, there are a lot of times as well where we're on trips as well. They spend majority of the time sitting on the phone with their man. Like, not that we're bothered, but it's like, damn, like, it's cool, you know, like, you can breathe. So I don't think that mentality is great, because a lot of the girls, I'm not going to lie, they, when you have a man, they are very respectful. It's only if you really want to be outside and you don't really like your man, will you overstep a boundary. But in general, if I have a man and I'm on holiday, I'll probably be on the phone to him. I'll probably be on FaceTime to him, but I will be with my friends. Yeah, don't think because they're with single girls that she's going to go out and somehow we're going to change you to being like going out. And no, that's just the way you lot are feeling, not the way we are. We're very good, to be honest. So I don't agree.
Cool.
You need to let your girl come outside with me.
I guess I'll trust you. Some girls you can't trust.
No, but seriously, it's not like that. I think when we all have a man, we are very addicted. We want to talk to them. We want to show you our bikinis and what we're wearing and stuff like that. Like, it's not about who we meet there. It's not our business. We just want to be out with the girls. And I think men seem to think that we don't want to, like, we're there and we're talking to man them. It's not. We just want to hang out with the girls. That's majority of girls, you know. There will be girls that maybe meet people out there, but I'm telling you, majority of girls are not doing that. Girls that are mature, you know, I'm not talking about, I don't know, girls that are in their, you know, 20 going to Magaluf and Ibiza. But if I was going, like, let's say I'll go in Marbella, we'd have like a villa to ourselves. I've done a trip like that a few times now, and we've all just stayed in a villa. It's just us. You know what I mean? And if we were to go, let's say we were going to a beach club or we went to the beach, it would still be just us. It would not be several men. Do you know what I mean? I think that's what men think. It's not just, it's not several men that are just escorting us. But I will say, maybe someone sees us. Maybe you're thinking of, maybe someone sees us and then is like, oh, come to the beach party, or, you know, and then she's coming. But I'm telling you, that girl with a man is sitting by herself.
To be fair, my thought was more on when you're sat by yourself and you don't have the protection of your girls, they're off dancing or doing whatever they're doing.
Babes.
The safety of
babes, of trust me.
My girl by herself.
Trust
somewhere.
Me.
Like,
she will have the protection of her girls. Trust me, she's got a solid friend group. I'm going to be dancing over here. The side of my eye, if I see anybody going there.
It's not even just approaching. It's you don't know what people are up to in any country.
I'm not saying, listen, regardless, if you got a beautiful girl, doesn't matter where you go. Whether she's in London, whether she's anywhere, she's going to be approached. Like, she ain't going to come and tell you regardless. She's going to be approached, but she's not going to be interested because she has a man. If you're treating a girl right and she's happy to be with you, she's going on holiday, she's FaceTiming you, she's there, she's whatever, she ain't checking for another man. I'm telling you, the girls are not, like, the girls I know anyway, the ones that are in relationships, we know they're in relationships. The moment we get to an event, immediately they're on the phone to them. So it's not a situation like that. We can be in an environment with plenty of man there. They're not checking for those people. So I think it's all in man them's head, thinking that we are outside. We can't hang around single girls. They're not going to, a strong woman is not going to be fake. She's going to enjoy herself and she's just going to mind her business. And she's going to sit down with her drink and mind her business. So she should be allowed.
I think so too. Last one.
Yeah.
My boyfriend cheated once early in our relationship and swears it was a mistake. He's done everything to rebuild the trust, and I believe he is truly sorry, and I don't think he would do it again. But I still think about it sometimes. Is it fair to stay if I can't fully move past it?
I don't ask me anything about cheating, my Jesus Christ. Don't ask me a cheating question. Okay, let me try and answer this unbiasedly. If you have the power to stay in a relationship where somebody has cheated, then anything you see there, you have to take it. Anything you see in that man's behavior, you have to take it. So if you're willing to sit there after somebody cheated on you, that's your business. Anything that he does moving forward, like, you got to figure it out. That's my main. But I feel like everybody knows I'm a firm believer of, I don't accept cheating under any circumstance. So this question is quite hard for me to answer without dragging anybody. But yeah, I feel like if you're going to stay with someone, you can't make his life hell. You gotta stay there and just accept. If you're gonna forgive, forgive and move on and keep quiet. Nobody wants to hear about your sad story. Honestly, nobody wants to hear about your sadness, about he cheated on me, he's gonna cheat again, and like, nobody gives a damn. If you're gonna stay there, anything you see there, go and take it. Anything that he does moving forward, nobody fucking care. And that's the God's honest truth. Because me, I don't stand for it. I can't stand for it. Because I can't take it. I can't take a man cheating on me. Because I can't even comprehend that you went outside and cheated on me. Like, you actually went outside and brought your dick out and cheated on me. Like, and then I now took you back. And then I now took you back. I took you back. I said, it's okay, baby. Don't worry about anything. I forgive you. Like, which girl forgives? I don't know. You guys are a special type of woman. A woman that is not me. It can never be me. You took your willy out. You shagged another girl. You did a shagging. And then you now came back and said, sorry, it was a mistake. A mistake for who? How can it be a mistake? So I just think if you're a woman that can accept cheating, anything you see there afterwards, after you've forgiven them, take it and shush your mouth. Take it and close your mouth. Is that a good enough answer? Is that a good enough answer? Did I answer the question or did I just start ranting? Babes, honestly, I mean, I try to be unbiased about it, but unfortunately, yeah, I'm not really a fan of girls accepting cheating but still making noise about it. Like, if you're going to sit down and accept cheating, just shut up and just accept whatever happens next. Because if you're not strong enough to say, you know what, after all the steps, think about all the steps. The doing it, the going to the girl's place, the offing your pants, the violation of even going to the house in the first place, lying on the bed. Some of you even have the audacity to allow people to enter the phone to be calling the girls, to be calling your girlfriend or your wife. So you've allowed your side girl, your side piece, to go into your phone, a phone that most girls don't even enter, to enter your phone to even contact the baby mom or the wife or the girlfriend. You're mad. So think about all the steps of the violation. And you're now coming to say, I forgive you. Anything you see there, sister, shut the fuck up. I'm done. I'm done. That was the end of the dilemmas, guys. I hope you loved it. We're now going to go and take some phone calls from you guys.
Hi, Grace.
Hello.
Hey, babe. I'm so sorry. I am not okay, Grace.
Okay, first of all, before you go into it, tell me your name at least. Can I have a name?
My name is Etra.
So I can call
my
you
name is, My name is Itchola on TikTok. We've interacted before. I always comment on your think pieces and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I've been trying to reach you.
Are you from Ireland?
No, I'm from the States. But I live in the UK.
Okay, amazing. Okay, cool. Tell me. Because you sound so worried, actually. How are you okay?
Not really.
Oh my gosh, tell me.
So last year, I have a very big TikTok page and I was approached by a guy. And we've been talking for a while now.
Okay.
And in total, he has like, it was like £21,000 he borrowed off of me.
I'm sorry, what?
21K, 21,000.
Okay, explain to me this 21,000. He did what with it?
I don't know. He would always have like excuses about things that he needs because he knows the job I work in investment banking and I do pretty well on social media and my businesses.
Okay, so can you explain to me how he got hold of the 21,000?
So it would be always be situations where he would always need help and support, and it was just always a story and coming back and this deal is going to go through and this deal is going to go through. And then it was a situation where then he knows I have, so I'm divorced and he knows that I have like marital issues with my ex-husband and the fact that my son hasn't been living with me. And he would basically be there telling me that if I don't pass over money to him, he's going to send my name to someone in Africa and my child is going to die. And it was always situations like that. I have over a year worth of text messages. I've been trying to speak to the police about it. I've had to press charges yesterday against him because there was a situation where he had agreed to pay me back until this day. And then, and I know it's going to sound dumb, Grace, because it's just like, I was in a very vulnerable position too. I'm here by myself. And I think I bled in front of him in the beginning by just telling him my problems.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was basically get me to like take out rentals, ran me up.
What?
And right now in total, yes, I have maybe in terms of tickets, I have maybe in tickets not have paid back almost close to 10,000. So you can say in
what?
Total 30. Mm-hmm. And
okay,
that excludes the cash holder.
Okay,
he stole my car.
He stole your car.
He stole my computer. Yes.
You've then sent him £21,000 in total. I mean, dollars?
No, pounds.
Pounds. Okay. What I'm trying to understand is you sound scared and I need to know the reason why. What are you scared of?
I'm not scared, Grace. I just know the backlash is not going to be okay. And then like, people are probably going to think that I'm dumb. Like, just for helping.
Babes, you're not dumb. This happens all the time. You are not going to be the first and you're not going to be the last person who has given a man money, okay?
Almost messed up my immigration status here. He got people on the phone to make it seem like it was the police, extorted me out of a lot of money, like 70 people were after me.
Does he know where you live?
I'm moving. I'm currently, so what I've done, I've had to basically, I'm actually packing as we speak. I just took a break because I normally like to come to see if you posted, and I saw you on live and I saw the number. I was the one who tapped the number in the store. But I've been so distraughted because I want to speak about it publicly. Mm-hmm. Because it's not right what he's done, and the threats, I'm telling you, the threats are just what I'm actually moving. I've had to move. I'm moving out of the house because he knows where I live.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost so much because of him. I lost my job.
Because you've obviously, and the reason why you've lost your job and stuff is because of all the money
he called my job
and fork out.
No, and he called my job and told him that I was doing illegal stuff, but that was not true. He got investment loans from my job. He never paid it back, and it felt like
he took investment loans.
Because I work in investment banking.
Oh my god!
And because of that, they thought that I was actually helping him and stuff like
so
that.
So the first question I have for you though, babe, mm-hmm. have you gone to the police?
I have, but they're not really taking me seriously. I had to get a lawyer involved today.
This type of person, I'll be honest with you, this type of person, mm-hmm. he's gone too far because now it's like...
And let me say this to you, Grace, him and a young lady are in on it together.
Sorry?
yeah, so it seems like it's a business because I've reached out. It seems like him and a girl, his ex are in it.
Babes, that's not even your concern and that's not even your business. What is your business now is your who you are and your job, the way people perceive you, the way your job perceives you. And obviously the things that he's done is a criminal offense. It's a crime what he's done. So forget who he's living with. Nobody cares about that. You need to make sure your name is cleared. Because at the end of the day,
Personally cleared from my work. You know what I mean? Like, they knew that I didn't do anything illegal. So I still have my job.
But your job. Okay, yes.
Yes. So I got a way better offer. So, with JP Morgan.
So you tell me, what question do you have for me? Because I know what I want to say, but I want to know what question.
I don't care what you say, honestly. His name is Michael Federer, and what he does is he constantly changes his name to basically, like, don't pay taxes, do all kind of stuff. Because I reached out to another young lady who he did the same thing to. She said it's the same. She said,
so
I did not know
he
that
does.
He was still... Yes, she said, I did not know that he was still out here.
This type of person needs to be dealt with, by the way. If you want to give me his name and his picture, I will post it.
I will give it to you.
I will post someone who constantly keeps on scamming women. I will post.
He's been doing this for time. This is what I'm saying to you. It's not a situation where I'm telling you I care about. There's been situations where I'm with him, right? And the girl would come to the house and beat the house down and carry on, and only to find out when he took my car, right? Marco didn't give him permission to have he had the girl in my car. And then she messaged me on TikTok. She's like, oh, did you get your car back? I'm like, of everything that you'd ask me, you're going to ask if you got your car back. And then my aunt said she had a dream. Don't you dare. So I had to sell the car because obviously whatever she did, my aunt was saying, don't you go back and touch the car. So the other day I had to sell my car because my aunt was saying, don't you dare. Of everything that you'd ask a person that you know is sleeping with somebody that you are seemingly still with, you're going to ask them about that. So then it just became very scary. And I'm telling you, I'm scared. I'm scared of what he may do. I should have listened. He brought me around his family one time mistakenly, and they told me a lot of stuff about them. But I just felt sorry for him for the things that he had said. But he's a very evil
person.
Girl,
what I'll say is I need you to, first of all, this guy is someone you need to stay far away from.
I don't go around him. I haven't been around him for months. You know what I mean? For months. I don't, like... And the police said if he hadn't paid me back, he's going to be arrested.
Is he going to pay you back? Because I don't think he's going to pay you back.
No, he isn't. No, come on, he isn't.
He's not going to pay you back. So I think that if your question is you want to raise awareness that this person has been doing that, that's something we're more than happy to help you with. Because I don't like scamming people who are scamming women. That's crazy. So we can help you to do that. But at the same time, you just need to remove yourself from that situation. And you need to stop thinking. I need you to stop thinking about the other girls and all that. That's not your business. Nobody cares about who he's with. You need to remove yourself away so that you're not upsetting yourself. You're not stressed out. You're crying. That's sad. Like, really and truly, you need to forget that situation completely and move on with your life.
Yeah.
Sometimes we can't move on if we're constantly in the same...
I haven't been around him, Grace. I've pulled myself away. But then every time he would contact me on numbers and there's just constant harassment. I'm telling the police.
You need to change your number.
I changed my number.
You need to change your number. Think somebody like this who has your address, you need to move. I would move.
I'm back in as we speak. I just took a break.
I need you to stay calm. I need you to trust God that God's got you. Are you religious?
I am.
I need you to trust God that He's got you.
Let me rephrase this.
Some men that they will prey upon people who are women who are a little bit more vulnerable or too nice. Yeah. You understand? It happens. You're not the only woman that has. I cannot sit here and lie to you. Me, I've given a man money before. They've chopped my money. They've gone. I just have to be like, okay. Yeah. Do you understand? It happens, but it's what we do moving forward, darling. It's how we go about it moving forward. You cannot wear this on your head. And kind of like, oh, somebody, okay, someone did it, they did it. Okay, we have to move on now.
Yeah.
As long as your work hasn't judged you or penalized you, then you have to move on with your life. Nobody cares about what he's doing. Nobody cares about his life, who he's with. We don't give a fuck. Be going. Be going. But you, your mental health, you need to go. And first of all, I feel like when you move, number one, you'll be in a better state of mind. When your environment changes, you'll be in a better state of mind. Second of all, when you become calm and you start to ignore and change, make sure you change. Don't just say, I'm changing my number. Go and change your number.
I did it yesterday.
Change your number. He shouldn't be contacting you. And on any time he does contact you, keep writing it down. Obviously, police, they need evidence. They need to know. They need proof. So I feel like keeping the proof. If he's reaching out to you,
I haven't cut any of the messages. Nothing at all.
You're scared. You're nervous. All of this. Be carrying, package all the screenshots. And if you want me to blast the guy's name and the guy, send me the proof. Send me the proof. Send me everything. And me, I will post it to support you. If he's been doing this to other girls, send it to us. We will post it in this same video. But we will mask your voice. We will not share it to anybody. We'll not. My team will make sure that doesn't be isn't shared. But what I want you to do is those first steps is to for sure change your number. Second of all,
we did that yesterday.
Move from that environment. But don't cry anymore. Sometimes shit happens. Shit happens. We just have to get over it. We did a mistake. Mm-hmm. We allowed somebody to get involved in our life to come and mess it up a little bit. Okay, we've learned from it. We move on. Don't dwell on things for too long. That's what I do. I know sometimes people say to me, Grace, why is it so, like, how can you just say that? We should just move on. Honestly, I'm not going to lie. I just move on from shit like it never happened. Because it's not me that you will drag to hell. It's not me that you will make my life hell. And I'm now wearing all the sorrow you put on me as a jacket. God forbid. I just have to pretend that, okay, this thing happened and, oh, well, I'm moving on. I have to move on. I trust God is going to perfect my way. I trust him that he will now move me around good environments and good people. And I trust that he's going to have my back moving forward. I trust that he's going to take this pain away. That's my energy. And I want that to be yours as well. You can't change what's been done. Whatever is done is done. And I know that's difficult because it's like you're saying bye-bye to your money. But God will provide a new money.
That's me texting you. Understand?
What did you say?
That's me texting you.
Okay, perfect. Just be texting the number. Send us the proof. Send us the proof. Send us
anything that you want.
Anything that is relevant. Yes, babes. Anything that you think is relevant that you would like us to share, that you would like us to be aware of.
Is it a Samsung phone? Because it's a Samsung phone, right? Yeah, that's right. So maybe I need to WhatsApp you?
Yeah, you can. You can text that number. Okay. We'll get everything. But please don't cry anymore. Don't be stressed. You're not the only... Trust me, babe. I know it feels like, oh, I'm so dumb. I'm so stupid. We've all done dumb and stupid things. We've all done things that are, you know, make us like, why the hell do we do? But we learn from them. I'm sorry really this is happening, babe. But babe, honestly, like I'm saying to you, you're not the only person, okay? There's many of us that have made mistakes, but it's just how we move on from them. We don't let them control our lives and our mind, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, darling. Well, I have to go, but it was so lovely meeting you. I'm going to look over the stuff that you sent as well. Me and my team will try our best with that, okay? All right, then. But you have a good time. And I hope the travel, the packing and everything isn't too stressful. But honestly, it's going to be the best decision to do that, okay?
Thank you so much.
I love you.
Love you too, guys.
Lovely,
bye.
Lovely night. Bye.
Okay, bye.
We now have scammers among us. Guys, I'm even overwhelmed. So we now have men stealing money from women. 21,000 great British GBP. Wow. So men are stealing from girls now. That's the new hobby. That's the new flex. And not only are you stealing, you're now blackmailing. You're not only blackmailing, you're now following the girl like a stalker. So that's what we're doing now. Wow. Yo, if I see this proof, yeah, I'm not even going to lie because I didn't lie to that girl. I would never lie to any of you lot. I'll tell you the truth. If I see that proof and that proof is matching like this, I'm going to fucking post your picture. Nobody can stop me. Nobody can fucking stop me. And not only that, you're stressing. The girl is crying. We have thieves among the among men now. They're stealing from girls. Wow. And honestly, I'm not going to lie, guys, yeah. It happens to the best of us. It happens to the best of us. When a man is seeing you that you're doing good, not all men. Okay, fine, not all men. But sometimes a man will prey on your weakness. When they see that you're lonely, but you're successful. You're desperate. You're successful. You're this. Imagine you're working in investment banking. And you brought one idiot to date. He now took investments out in your name. Wow. There's real big thieves among us. This is crazy. And that's the first call of the day. It is well. If I see that picture and I see those proofs and she sends it and it makes sense, I will post that fucking shit. I don't care. Because that's, and apparently it's something he does all the time. So, yeah, if I need to air that person's business out, I will. And honestly, it happens to the best of us. And I think she does feel quite embarrassed that she sent person one. Don't send any fucking idiot money. I remember sending one of my stupid boyfriend back in the day. Can I have £500? Can I have £600? Can I have 20? Because you're just looking at them like, oh, you're in poverty. Let me just help you. Let me help your life. Let me help your life with one or two hundreds. You will never see that money back. I clocked that early. That 22, 23. I clocked that early. I'm giving grown men money. They're not returning this money back. Am I stupid? That's when you have to start thinking to yourself, like, actually, this don't even make sense. So it happens to the best of us. People be teething. Obviously, not that scale. That scale, 21K, is a whole nother dimension for me personally. Because you cannot take that kind of money from me. But again, if you're working in a place where you have access to so much money, that's when you need to be vigilant. Because thieves are around us. Anyway, shall we move on? Wow. Wow, guys.
Hello. Hi, this is Gray.
Hi, darling. Hello. You okay?
How are you? I'm fine, thank you. Is it okay if I stay anonymous for your podcast?
Of course you can. Of course you can.
Okay.
Do you have a question? What's your... I mean, you could give us a name. That's something I can associate you with or something, but you will be anonymous.
Okay. I'm trying to think how I can even start the story.
Just start anywhere that feels comfortable and just like, yeah, feel free. Just free. Okay. Feel free how you talk, but we'll alter the voice and stuff like that so it won't be like you. So you can just talk normally, feel free, express yourself.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So I was talking to this guy for like a couple of months, or I'd say since like July last year.
Okay.
Everything was going okay. By background, I'm a nurse and like we met near work, etc. And everything was going okay. We were talking, etc. And then we'd spend time with each other. And then Christmas time, he was traveling, going abroad. And then all of a sudden, like this is a guy who's apparently told me he worked from home, but does like stuff on the side, apparently. And then he gone to like South Africa. Okay. He was going on Christmas Eve and then said he was coming back. Like, this is like 22nd of January, so it's like the day after my birthday, because my birthday falls on the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
So I've gone to his house, Grace, on Christmas Eve. And like, I was thinking, like, this is like someone who's like way older than me, because I'm in my I'm in my late 20s now.
Okay, how old is he?
He says he's 32, 33, and I'm 28.
Okay, that's not too old.
Yeah, not too bad.
Okay.
I was 27 at the time.
Okay.
And then he so I'm talking to him, etc. And then he goes, oh, like, babe, I've had, like, problems at my bank. And I was like, what do you mean? And
he
was
banks problems again. And then, okay.
I had to transfer, he had a bereavement.
My heart is breaking already. Oh, please don't make it break. Okay, sorry, I'm shouting too much. Okay.
He has bereavement in the family. And then he then said, he has bereavement in the family. He's going to South Africa for like a month.
Okay.
And then he said that he can't, he was just like, oh, like, he's stressing about it. That
he can't watch
another bank about financials, right? And then he has another bank account, etc. And bear in mind, I'm with him in his house. This guy is like, literally has Louis Vuitton trainers. He's going with a Louis Vuitton, like, massive bag. He's traveling business first class to South Africa.
Louis Vuitton, first class tickets, enjoyment.
Exactly, enjoyment, right? Mm-hmm. So then he goes there now, and then he's calling me, like, while he was there, let him, like, settle, etc. Let him, like, chill with his guy that he was going with, apparently. And then he calls me, like, stressed about, like, then it goes back into the financial aspect.
Okay.
I've spent majority of the money that I thought I had. The money that you had, you paid for an Airbnb with his friend in South Africa. And I thought, okay, like, why don't you ask your friend for money? He said, apparently, that one that he came with, apparently, also didn't have money too. And I'm like, okay, so you're both.
So everybody's just in poverty, but they went to South Africa. Okay.
Then he starts going on about a guy that he's known in London that apparently that is moved to South Africa. He's been there for years. Apparently, this one owes him money. Then apparently, then
he that lie on top of the lie on top of the lie on top of the lie. Okay.
He sends me screenshots, and then shows me that you have to go to the. You then went to go and tell that person to the policeman. Then now he's now complaining that, oh, he doesn't have enough money to give the policeman or to even get there. And in my head, I'm thinking,
Okay, now let's go to the next part. He wanted you to do what?
Basically, provide money for him, long story short. Because then he started asking me afterwards, he was like, oh, do you mind lending me this? And I was like, no. And it was right after Christmas as well. I have the money, but no, me. I'm a Nigerian woman. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I have common sense. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, I don't
you scared
have
me off. Everywhere is tensed. Okay.
And then he starts to like ask me for like other like money. I forgot to add something to the story actually.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So a month before I went to New York, right, with my sister, my mum for her birthday. And while I was out there, I got all my friends like stuff while I was out there, stuff that I wanted. I got him some stuff he wanted as well, right? So then while he's there and dealing with all this money issue, he then asked me for like, oh, can I send him money on my account? He texted me that, oh, I need your help. And I was out with my friends at the time. Mm-hmm. He then, it gets worse, Grace. He then sends me a link. I was just like, oh, do you mind sending it to this account? I was like, I don't really have it at the moment. He then sends it, just like, oh, he sends me like a link. And he was like, oh, can you then do, I think it was like a stupid amount of like, £300 via Klarna. And he was just like, well, if you do the Klarna payment, I can take over. And I'm like, it definitely doesn't work that way.
He asked you to pay his Klarna or your Klarna?
No, his Klarna. So
a big boy with Klarna, it is well. Okay, sorry.
Exactly.
Flying first class in with Klarna, it is well. Okay. Sorry, let me let you land.
And then obviously he comes back now, and I'm like, obviously I can't give you the money. I don't have the money. I'm not going. I generally just don't have it. Even if I had it, I'm not going to give it to you because I don't know you that well. I'm still dating you. I'm getting to know you. It's not like we're boyfriend and girlfriend. We're in a serious relationship.
Yeah.
And then he comes back to London after my birthday, and then on my birthday I was thinking, okay, like at least. Because he was still talking to me while I was out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then on my birthday, literally just dropped me a happy birthday to you, full stop, sentence, nothing else. And then comes back to London and completely goes ghost.
So did you give him any money, by the way? In that whole time, have you like given him anything like in regards to the climate stuff? I literally gave four or five pounds.
I'm not gonna give a stupid amount of money.
So what would your question be? What is your question? I have my opinion, but I wanna know what you actually wanna ask me.
Yeah, so in that situation, what do you do going forward? Obviously he's gone ghost. I haven't really contacted him, I've just done me.
There's nothing to say, oh my sister.
A part of me just wants to go up, well, a part of me says, I want my money back and I want my gift back that I've given you. But I know that's just...
Leave it. He's in poverty. He needs it. Like from the moment you opened your mouth to talk about this whole thing, I just screamed. Everywhere was clenched. My bum cheeks was clenched. My breast was clenched together. It's not giving. At the end of the day, like this is another person who's probably showing himself as the big I am. Asking a woman for money anyway, it should be a turnoff for you. Any man that's asking a woman directly, can I have money for? You should run away. You run, you leg it, bruv. That's not, that shouldn't attract you to anyone. You need a leader. You need a boss. Yeah. A boss or a leader is not going to be asking you, can I have money? I have a clanner. And going to South Africa as well, you've gone there with your mate. He's just seeing what he can get out of you. He's just seeing whether you can. If you have money to go to South Africa, you have money to look after yourself there. Why are you asking a girl for money? You're in poverty. There's nothing else to say.
Grace, he literally sent me, he literally sent me a picture. You know when I said about how he said that a guy owed him money in South Africa? He said, he literally sent me pictures of him and videos, him at the police station.
What was he doing at the police? Trying to get money from where? The police?
No. To report the guy that owes him money.
It's all lies.
Honestly, the guy is just a fraud.
Listen, these guys are just 419. They will do anything. Man walked to the... Just so that the story can balance. Just so that the story looks authentic. He walked to the police station just so that he can use it as backup. It's whether you're slow enough to listen, and I'm happy you didn't. But really and truly, you sound like a very smart and intelligent girl. You already know, moving forward, listen to your conscience. That thing that tells you something ain't right about someone, that's your Jesus, that's your creator talking to you.
Yeah.
So that you should already look at is, okay, if someone has told me, if I have a nervous or weird feeling about this, it's because it's a weird situation.
Exactly.
So like, you've already done the right thing. You've not given anything up. You don't need to speak to this person again moving forward. So I don't really, there's no questions to be asked there. You didn't get swindled. You didn't give him any money. You were smart enough not to to be swindled. There's plenty of girls that would have given up money because they want to help their stupid boyfriend in South Africa that's sobbing for money. Anyone that opens his mouth, a man is not, I'm telling you, even a man, I'm around women that are in marriages and women that are not in marriages, and they're with, you know, great men. And one thing I see all the time is a alpha man is not looking at you ever, looking at his woman and saying, can I have, they would rather die. They would rather go and separate rice than look at their woman and ever think that you are the last person they will ever speak to. Do you understand? It's different scenarios, I guess, for people in marriages. Maybe they have that, you know, relationship with each other. But 100% not in a dating stage. Are you picking up your phone and calling your girlfriend and asking for money? Are you crazy? For anyone that does that, just leg it. Just leg it. Run away. Carry your shoe and run away. That's all I'm going to say. So there's nothing... me personally... anyone that's like that, I'm never talking to that person again. I don't need to have any further communication with you. Clearly, you're not financially literate to be with somebody like me. If you can go to another country and find yourself in a situation where you have to call me and ask me for money, you're very insane. Yeah. I hope I've answered that question, but
no, that's what
there's nothing else I can say. Find yourself a nice, sweet guy and move on. Go and delete that guy's number. He sounds very scary.
Yeah, very scary.
Exactly. All right, girl.
Thank you so much.
Period. Love you lots. Thank you for calling me.
Love you too.
Love talking to you. You too. Bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Girls, like I said in the last one, we are now surrounded by people that are thieves. Somebody shout, thieves. People are starving. How can you have... First of all, these are already red flags. The things that we spoke about today, can you see they're all coming out? We already said... Men that pretend that they have and they don't have. That's one angle. But also, men that are trying to live a lifestyle off of your own pockets, off of your own wages. They're trying to look big and brag. A man that is calling you, I just don't believe a man will ever call a woman and ask for anything. Someone who is a real masculine man will never ring your phone and say, hello, you are the last person they will ever call. They can never call you. They can never call you. They'll rather sleep on the field in mud than ring a woman and ask them for money. I just think it's diabolical. I don't even really know the essence of the phone call or the question. Because is it that you are tempted to go back? You're tempted to go back to a guy that called you in South Africa. Mind you, he's probably there with other girls, everything. It's possible you could have blown all his fraud money. You could have blown all the fraud, blown all the money there. And he doesn't have anything to, you know. Or he's just trying to live up to a lifestyle that he doesn't have, you know. But don't be that guy's, what's the English I'm looking for, guys? Don't be that guy's, is it scapegoat? That they will use you because, you know, you're there. Oh, let me help the boy. He needs me. Don't be everybody's savior. They will use you finish. They will use you and dry all your pockets finish. The one quote of the day before I leave this seat, never in your life give any idiot any money. Don't give anyone money. All right. As a woman, a man should not be asking you for a penny. They should be giving you money, okay? They should be saying, baby, do you need something? I've gone to South Africa. Is there anything that you need? Are you okay? Have you eaten? Not that they'll call you and say that, oh, hey, something happened. Look at everything that played out. He even went to the police station to perform performance. He even went there to go and perform performing arts for the girl. The girl is even still questioning me whether she thinks she should stay. I didn't even understand the question. Don't give anybody money. And listen to your intuition as well. Your intuition will tell you when you're with a maniac. God will tell you something's wrong. All right. So yeah, that's it for today, guys. Honestly, all my head is on fire. But thank you for watching. I had a wonderful day. Please, if you enjoyed today's video, like, comment, subscribe. Don't come here and just watch for free. Don't come here and just be laughing, hee hee ha ha, and just go like that, scot-free. At least like something. At least tell me what you loved about it. At least show me some love so that I know that you guys love it and will continue to provide you with more of these solo episodes because I really thoroughly enjoy them. Thank you for watching. Like, comment, and subscribe. I love you very much. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. Don't give any bastard any money. Do you hear me? I love you. Good night.